Okay, good morning, Rav Hossai, and I'd like to welcome everyone, as we always do, to this, the final shiur of the regular series that we've had throughout the year. Since everyone is saying thank you, I'd also just like to put in my two cents. I'm not going to belabor the point, but I'd like to give a haras hatov to Hanol's yeshiva, to the Rosh Yeshiva here, for facilitating and allowing this shiur to go on. I'd like to thank Rip Harvey, who has been the inspiration, and who I can tell you did not take no for an answer when he approached me about giving the shiur. And Baruch Hashem, I think that it's really, I know for myself, I will tell you that I never learned as much on Saturday nights as I've learned this year. And I remember hearing once, somebody once said, from the name of the Northern Gadol, he said that in the American culture, so, you know, Saturday night is the time when people go out, and even amongst the Achenu B'nai Yisrael, after Shabbos, people like to go out, after the whole Shabbos of being in and being, I guess, in a certain sense, restricted. But, this Gadol said that there's a special inyan to learn on Motzai Shabbos because the leave of Talmud Torah is all the time. So I would like to say that Baruch Hashem, in that sense, this has really changed me, that I every Matzah Shabbos I learn with ferocious hasmada like never before, and that is due to this year. And to that end, I would like to give a great hakaras hatov to all the people who have come throughout the today is the 21st Shir Baruch Hashem, throughout the month, weeks and months, and the different topics that we covered, and the ha'aris that people made, and different questions. And I knew when I was when I prepare, I know that, you know, certain things I have to have it clear. If not, I'm going to get asked about it, and it's not going to go over. So a big yasher koach. We know that I believe it's the Marsha in one of the Masechtas that he wrote. The Marsha is one of the Achronim, wrote a commentary on many of the Masechtas in the Shas. So I believe it's in Masech Shabbos where he writes that the Chidushim that I write here are not on the same level as the one I wrote in other Masechtas. And the reason for that is because this I did not have the chance to learn with Chavura. I did not have a chance to say over these Chidushim the Chavura, and therefore it's not on the same level. And this, the reality is that when you learn in a group, so everyone makes everyone else, pulls everyone else up higher, and therefore I appreciate greatly the participation of everybody. It's made it a very, very rewarding experience. I know for myself, I hope for everybody. And Be'ez Hashem, the Limud HaTorah should be a schus, as I always say, should be a schus for all of us, and should be a schus for our community. And starting off a week learning is the greatest thing that a person could do. Before I begin, I would just like to mention that there was an incident which took place over Yontif involving a young child who was in great need of Refuah Shleima. So we'd like to dedicate this shir to Refuah Shleima for Avram Yehuda ben Amalia Froma. Refuah Shleima. Okay, so what better topic is there to speak about after Shavuos? You know, we always try to connect the Sunday morning shir to the parasha that was lain the day before. So yesterday there was no regular parasha, but it was Shavuos. Shavuos is the Zman Matan Tarasenu, it's the time of the Kabbalah Satorah. And I think therefore it really behooves us when it comes to Shavuos that we should take stock of what exactly, we stay up Shavuos night, the Minig Yisrael, that we stay up to learn. But what exactly, how do we go forward with that? Right? We know that it's not just a one-night thing, it's not just a once a year that we learn on Shavuos, but Shavuos is supposed to inspire us. It's not just an anniversary of the Kabbalah Satorah, but it's supposed to be a Kabbalah Satorah in every generation, in every year, that we're supposed to re-accept the Torah, and along with that, on Shavuos comes the Kabbalah for the future. Just like we say in Yom Kippur that there's a Kabbalah al-Haba, there's a Kabbalah al-Asid that a person says, and now I'm going to do things differently. So it's also Shavuos. That's really what it's about, that a person accepts the Torah and is supposed to sort of energize themselves, each one in their own way, and to say that, you know, this is, now I'm going to be even more committed to Torah. So I felt it would be appropriate to speak about what exactly is the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. As we know, the great mitzvah we say every morning in the davening, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is greater, it exceeds all the other mitzvahs. It exceeds all the other mitzvahs. But what exactly is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And, you know, is it enough to come to a shir? If that's the case, why do we have people sitting in yeshiva all day? Why do we have kolim? What exactly is the chiyuv? And to whom does this chiyuv apply? So I would like to just begin with the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, that the Rambam says, Kolishmi Yisrael Chayiv B'Talmud Torah, that every Jew is obligated in Talmud Torah, Bein Oni, Bein Asher, whether he's poor or rich, Bein Sholem Begufo, Bein Bal Yisurim, this is not on the sheet, I apologize, whether the person is a show, is it there? Okay, I do like that. Okay, very good. Yeah, thank you. Okay, it's on the sheet. Yeah, I have a different sheet. Okay, so we have, yeah, I got it. Okay, good. Thank you. So in Halacha Ches, he says, Bein Oni Bein Asher, Bein Sholem Begufo, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether the person is healthy or the person is a Bal Yisurim, which is a remarkable thing. In other words, even a person who is not well, even a person who is suffering, Rechmano Litzlan, that still has the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, Bein Bachlor, whether he's young, Bein Shohai Yisokim Godol Shetoshes Koko, or even if he's extremely old to the point that his strength is weakened, even if he is a poor person, indigent to the extent that he has to go and knock on people's doors for money, and even if he has a family, all of these people have what would appear to be excuses. I'm too busy, I'm not well, I don't have the strength, what could I do? Nevertheless, says the Rambam, Chayiv l'tfoa bo zman l'talmud Torah v'yom v'layla. A person has the obligation to set aside for themselves time for Talmud Torah v'yom v'layla, by day and by night. How do we know this? Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, v'hagisa bo yom v'layla. As it says in the Pasuk that we're familiar with, the Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, that Hashem said to Yehoshua, that we have this on the sheet as well, the Pasuk in Yehoshua, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Hashem said to him, L'yomush Sefer HaTorah Azem Yipicha, the Sefer Torah should not, the words of Torah should never leave your mouth, V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, and you should think into it, you should be focused on it, day and night. This is what Hashem said to Yeshua, says the Rambam. This is the basic source, and this is a pasuk that we're familiar with. We find this pasuk. Some people have the custom that they write this pasuk inside the svarim that they have. We have sometimes you see it on stamps or labels where people put their name. We have this pasuk v'gisa b'yom v'layla. So the Rambam tells us that this pasuk serves as the source of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah for all of Klal Yisrael, and it makes no difference. It makes no difference what situation in life a person is in. A person is obligated to learn Torah day and night. Now, in the view of most people, as I say, this is a familiar pasuk. Most people say, "All right, here you have it." So we have the mitzvah that you have to learn. You have to learn all the time based on this pasuk. But remarkably, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos that this pasuk is not really. If it were just for this pasuk, there would not really be the chiyuv to learn. It would not be to the extent that we learn with a dedication day and night. It would not be based on this pasuk. And the reason for this is because, amazingly enough, we find that in the end of Parshas Nemar, the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of the Lechem Haponim. The Lechem Haponim was called in English the showbread, was that in the Beis Hamikdash they had on a weekly basis. There was on the shulchan, on the table, which was inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash, there were the lechem haponim. They had the bread, the loaves of bread that sat there from Shabbos to Shabbos. They didn't get stale, they stayed fresh and warm from Shabbos to Shabbos. And the Torah tells us at the end of Parashas Emor, b'yom HaShabbos yarchenu lefnei Hashem tomid, that every Shabbos the lechem haponim should be arranged. Meaning that the new shift of the Lechem Aponim came in on Shabbos. That was That was actually the shifts of Kohanim changed on Shabbos, as we know, and the new shift of Kohanim brought in the new Lechem HaKohanim, and the Torah tells us that it should always, that it should be set up on Shabbos with Nei Hashem Tamid. With Nei Hashem Tamid, that it should be all the time. The word Tamid means all the time. Simply stated, this would mean that the Lechem HaKohanim always has to be on the Shulchan, which would mean that if, for example, you know, when the old bread is taken off, they have to immediately come and bring in the new bread. But yet we find that in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos, in this part, the Mishnah is not on the sheet, but the Gemara, which is the main thing, is the Mishnah brings two opinions. The first opinion is that in fact the Lechem HaKohanim has to be put when the old bread are taken off, the new ones immediately have to be put down. That's the first opinion. But then we find the second shita of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, afu eilu notlin ve'eilu menichin api hoysa tamid. Rabbi Yossi says that even if the new Lechem HaKohanim were not placed immediately when the old ones were removed, it would still be a fulfillment of tamid. What does this mean? So here we pick it up on the sheet. Says the Braisa, Tanya. The Gemara says, we have this here, I believe it's on the first sheet to the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Silek Es Hayishana Shachris. Even if a person removed, even if the Kohanim removed the old Lechem in the morning, V'sider Es HaChadosha Arvis, and they put the new bread there later in the day, Ein v'kach klum. That's okay. It's no problem. You will ask, Elamani mekayim lefanai tamid. So if that's the case, then how do you explain the pasuk? The pasuk says that the lechem haponim have to be there tamid. Tamid means constantly. So what is the word? How do you reconcile with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Shelo yoan shulchan v'lo lechem. That Rav Yossi says that the word tamid does not mean all the time. But rather it means that there should never be, it shouldn't go overnight, the shulchan should not go without the bread overnight. As long as you never have a lapse of an overnight period, as long as on the same day the old bread was taken off and the new bread was put on, even if there was a lapse of time in between, that would still be tamid. This is the shita of Rav Yossi. What does this have to do with us? So incredibly, the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Ami. So Rav Ami says, Mitzvarev Shor Rav Yossi Nilmo. So from the words of Rav Yossi, we learn that Afilu Lo Shana Adam El Perek Echad Shachris Uperek Echad Arvis Chayei Mitzvahs Lo Yomor Sefer HaTorah Azeh Mipicha. Says the Gemara, based on the ruling of Rav Yossi by the Lechem HaKohanim, we have a new interpretation of what the Torah means when the Torah says something has to be consistent, that something has to be all the time. That it doesn't mean literally that it has to be every second, but rather it has to be that there should not be you should not go a day without it. And therefore, says the Gemara, that if that's the ruling by the Lechem HaKohanim, then when we find the pasuk by Yoshua, that lo yomer sefer haTorah azeh mipicha, that the Torah should never leave your mouth, should never leave your lips, that doesn't mean that you always have to be learning Torah every second. If it was from that pasuk, you would not have to learn every second. Why, says the Gemara? Because as long as it didn't go with the lapse of an overnight period, afilu lo shana adam perek echad shachris uperek echad arvis, that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lo Yomish and Lo Gisa Bo Yom and Valayla. An incredible thing. In other words, here, I remember when I first saw this Gemara, I was deflated. Here's the pasuk that everybody points to. You go into all the yeshivas, you hear stories about people, Gedolei Yisrael, who would walk. The Gemara says that Adam Gadol doesn't go even Dawud Amos, does not walk even a distance of 4 amos below Torah. And we know tremendous, beautifully inspirational stories of Mesiras Nefesh, people learning all the time. And you think, why? That's because it says, Lo Yom Shtefer Torah Zeh, Vagisa Vayom Galayla. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, not so. The Gemara says that the pasuk "Vagisa bo yom v'laila" does not indicate that, because all that means is that you have to learn by day and by night. It does not mean that you have to learn all the time. Afilu kara perek echad shachris uperek echad arvis yotza. That would be good enough based on this psak of Rav Yossi by the Lechem Aponim. Amazing how you know. Here's the, we have in Pirkei Avos the main kemach ein tara. There's always been a connection between food and learning. So here you have it, that from a psak that we have by the Lechem Aponim. So it bears on Limud HaTorah, that we see over here that the pasuk Vagisa b'yom v'laila only applies, that it means day and night. Now you will say, okay, that's great, but this is just the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. What does this have to do with us? So we find this in the Rambam, that the Rambam further says this psak. The Rambam says in the end of the sif that we were learning, right? So he said, if you look the halacha in the Rambam that we just learned, if you look carefully in the Rambam, so the Rambam says that a person, the Rambam listed off all the people who have to learn. So the Rambam that we just read says that if you look carefully, chayiv l'tfolos man l'talmud Torah b'yom v'laila. The Rambam does not say he has to learn every moment. The Rambam says rather that he has to be koveya zman. He has to establish for himself a time b'yom v'laila. And in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, which I don't have in front of me, but you could look it up in the third chelek of Yeridaya, this is passed in Lalocha, that a person has to have some sort of learning by Yom of Alayla, and that fulfills the mitzvah of Agisa by Yom of Alayla. Now, having said that, he'll say, so then we should close the yeshiva, right? Or we should close all the kolim, or all the people who are learning day and night. So what's really the point? I mean, here you have a pasuk, the pasuk that we all look to, which is the apparently ostensibly the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Yet this pasuk is the Gemara knocks it down. The Gemara says it's not what we thought it was. That all this indicates is that you have to have the yom v'laila. So the truth of the matter is, if we look further in the Rambam, we will see that apparently this is not so, because if you skip over to halacha yud in the Rambam. So the Rambam says further, he says, Ad emosai chayiv adam lomal Torah. Ask the Rambam, until when is a person mechuyev to learn Torah? He says, Ad yom moso. Ad yom moso, till the last day, a person has to learn Torah his entire life. How do we know this? Now, we just got finished saying that Vagisa b'yom v'laila means that you have to have a learning session of some sort in the daytime and in the nighttime. But how do you know that you have to wait? Mehecha teis, you should have to learn your whole life. So here, the Rambam quotes a pasuk which we don't necessarily associate with this mitzvah, but he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Veschanan where Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu admonished the Klal Yisrael and said, we have it here on the sheet in Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes. Raki Shomer L'Klal Shmar Nafshecha Ma'od. Moshe Rabbeinu said you should be very, very careful. Pentishkach Zadvar Mesharoei Necha, lest you forget the thing that you saw, that your eyes have seen. Upen Yasuru Luvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha, and perhaps it will leave your heart all the days of your life. And then Pasuk continues in Pasuk Yud, Yom Asher Amadata Lufnei Hashem Elokecha B'Choreb. The day that you stood B'Choreb, the day you stood by Har Sinai to accept the Torah. Says the Rambam, this is a Pasuk. Now when you read the Pasuk in the Chumash, alright, so the Pasuk is saying, apparently, that Moshe was telling them, you should never forget the Maimon Har Sinai. Right, which would mean that we fulfilled that. We had Shavuos, we commemorated the Maimon Har Sinai, so we commemorated so we fulfilled this pasuk. Says the Rambam, no, this is not true. That's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk says, from this pasuk we learn out that a person has to learn Torah his entire life. Shenemar, as it says, Upen Yasuru Muvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha, that it is not allowed to leave your heart, the words of Torah are not allowed to leave your heart for all the days of your life, says the Rambam, because man shelo yasel b'limud hu shocheach. So long as a person is not involved in learning, he's going to forget. In other words, the pasuk is telling us, according to the Rambam's interpretation, and the truth is that this is not the Rambam himself saying pshat in the pasuk, but in reality, this is also found in the Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara says earlier, it's not on the sheet, the Gemara says, Amar Eish Lakish, Ko Amishachet, Dover Echad Mitamudo, Over Balat, that a person is not allowed to forget anything from his learning, as it says in the Pasuk, Yishamu Lachol Shmer Nafshecha, this Pasuk, Pen Yasuru Muvacha. So the Gemara is telling us here a new halacha. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to forget something that they learned. Okay. The Rambam is taking this drasha and saying that from this pasuk we learn out that a person has to learn because a person is not allowed to forget anything that they learned. Therefore, a person has to learn their entire life. That person has to learn ad yom moso. As it says, Pen Yasuru Muvavcha, V'chol Zman Shlo Yasuf V'limudu Shochem. So long as a person is not involved in Limud HaTorah, he forgets. So apparently, it seems from this pasuk that there's a new idea. And that is that a person has to be learning on a constant basis, it would seem, because otherwise he's going to forget what he learned. And you're not allowed to forget, as the Gemara says, based on this pasuk. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and others asked the Kasha that it would seem that this Rambam and the previous Rambam don't seem to go together. Like it seems like there's something missing. Because previously, the Rambam never spoke about how much a person is supposed to learn in terms of how much of the Torah. The Rambam spoke about in the Halakha Ches, the Rambam told us that a person is supposed to have a tefillah, the person is supposed to have some sort of shir. That every day, day and night, you're supposed to learn something. Right? And why is that? Because the Torah says, that you're not allowed to let the Torah leave you. And the Gemara tells us that what does it mean being removed from something? A person has to learn constantly. What is the Torah definition of constant? Constant doesn't mean every second. Just like by the Lechem Aponim. Constant means that it should not go for an overnight period. It should not go a day without it. So therefore, based on that, the Rambam says you have to learn by day and by night. But if I would ask the Rambam, do I have any chiyuv? How much do I have to learn? Or let's say I learned the same pasuk over and over and over and over again, every single day and by night. So from the Rambam in Halacha Ches, it would seem that that's good enough. Because, listen, as long as you fulfill the Loyom Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, as long as you fulfill Vagis Bayom Malayla, in order to fulfill that mitzvah, you just have to learn. So I did. So now the Rambam comes along and says that, you know, you have to learn your entire life. You know why you have to learn your entire life? Not because of the pasuk Vagis Bayom Malayla, but because you may forget. You may forget what you learned. And if you don't learn, there's an issur, a person not allowed to forget something that they learned. And if you don't consistently learn, you will forget what you learned. So the question is, Lachar, where did that come from? Where did you get that from? Where does it say that anywhere? The whole inyan is that you have to have a time to learn. A person has to be involved in learning. Something, learn some words of Torah. Okay, if I learned the same halacha over and over, I will not forget it. Right? In other words, theoretically, if I could fulfill the mitzvah of Hagisa Bayom Valayla by just learning something, it could be the same thing every day and by night. So then, where do we get this idea that the Rambam tells us you better make sure you're always learning, that you're learning your entire life, because otherwise you'll violate the issur of you'll forget. I'm not going to forget. If I only learned a small amount of Torah, I won't forget. So what is it that all of a sudden the Rambam says that you have a chiyuv to learn at Yom Moso based on this new pasuk in Parshas Veschanah? Well, what's the new chiyuv? I mean, if I don't learn so much, I'm not going to forget. So apparently it seems this is the way that the Rav Moshe says it, and others I believe also say the same thing. That obviously there's an unspoken element over here, that when the Torah said, when the Rambam paskens that a person has to learn his entire life lest he forget, what the Rambam means is And this is something which Moshe wants to say is assumed as a Dover Pasha, that there, aside from the daily mitzvah of learning, there is a mitzvah on every person in Klal Yisrael to properly fulfill the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. A person has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. A person has to try to attempt to learn all of the Torah. Says Rav Moshe, because it's only then that we could say to a person that you have to learn, you have to learn your whole life, don't ever stop learning. Don't ever stop learning. In other words, not just because of Gisa Bayom V'Laila, but because we may forget. What are you worried I'm going to forget? If I don't have a chiyuv to learn that much, if I just have a chiyuv to be engaged in the act of learning, so then what are you worried I'm going to forget? It's not so hard to remember if I didn't learn that much. Says Rav Moshe, must be that what the Rambam is trying to tell us is that a person has to attempt to learn as much Torah as they can, and to fulfill the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah correctly, says Rav Moshe, a person has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, which means that a person has to, is not good enough to say, okay, I know some Chumash, I know some Navi, I learned Mishnayos, I attended a Gemara Shir, but a person has to endeavor to the best of their ability, to learn as much Torah as they can. And having done that, then kicks in what the Gemara and the Rambam are referring to, that a person is not supposed to forget what they learned. Because there is a chiyuv for a person to learn as much Torah as possible, so now already, if that's going to be the case, so we all know that the Torah is very, very broad, there's a tremendous amount just in terms of information, there's a tremendous amount, and in terms of depth, there's an even greater amount. So that being the case, so then we could say that there is an iser, that now the Rambam says that because there's a din in the Torah, because there's a pasuk that says that you're not allowed to forget that which you learned, so because of that, a person has to learn ad yom moso, which means that a person has more than just v'gisa b'yom v'layla. In other words, if it was just v'gisa b'yom v'layla, if all the Rambam meant to say was that you have to learn your entire life because it says v'gisa b'yom v'layla, so every day of my life I have to learn, so then what is he bringing in the new pasuk? What is he bringing in this idea that so long as you don't learn, you're going to forget? What does that have to do with it? I have to learn my whole life because of v'gisa b'yom v'layla. So says Rav Moshe, the pshat is that the reason why you have to learn constantly ad yom moso, and you should not forget, is because of the fact that to properly fulfill the mitzvah, a person has to learn as much Torah as he can. And therefore, that mitzvah is something which already requires much more of a dedication than the mitzvah of Agis Vayom Halayla. So on the one hand, the pasuk that we always associate with the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, it turns out in a sense not to be the pasuk, because that pasuk the Gemara says that suffices Perakat Chakras Perakat Arvis. Nevertheless, we have this other pasuk that a person pen yosuru muvafla, that from the fact that the Torah gives a prohibition of forgetting, it implies that there has to be something to forget. Meaning that there's obviously going to be a challenge. There's a challenge to remember. How are you going to remember all of that? The only way you could do that is by learning all the time. And this is where Ramesh says, this is pshat, when the Rambam says that a person has to learn Torah ad yom moso, shenemar pen yosuru muvafla. So this halacha becomes the source of the understanding of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that we all have, which is that we find that people are constantly involved. If it was just for Gisa Bayom Velayla, so you would not have to buy a set of shots even. Unless you wanted to know that halacha, but let's say a person says, as far as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I'll learn some Chumash, I'll learn the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos every day. Right, the same Mishnah, I'll say it by day, I'll say it by night, right, what a beautiful Mishnah, what a fundamental Mishnah, I will say that Mishnah every single day and by night. If it was just the mitzvah of Gisa B'yom V'Layla, that would be enough. But we have this other mitzvah, Pen Yisuru Muvavcha, which implies that it's not enough to do that. That the person, that the, if the Torah is telling you, you better make sure you don't forget, that means that there has to be something to forget. That means a person has a chiyuv to learn, right? And Rav Moshe adds something which is quite a reasonable svara. If I did not have a chiyuv to learn more Torah, the Torah could not tell me I can't forget. You can't tell a person who doesn't have a chiyuv to learn something, don't forget what you learned. Why should? What do you mean? If I weren't five mishnayos and I was only mechuyev to learn one, if it was vagisa b'yom v'layla, I'd only have to learn one mishnah. But I took upon myself, I'm going to learn five mishnayos. So now the Torah says you better not forget. And Reish Lakish says if you forget, you're over a lot. What kind of thing is that? But if I didn't learn it at all, I would be okay. And if I forget, now I'm over a lot. Doesn't make sense. So obviously, it must mean that when the Torah says don't forget, that's because you have to learn it. And once you learned it, you can't forget it, and therefore a person has to strive to learn as much as they can. And a person should not say that, well, it's enough, I learned, I attend the shir once in a while, I go here, go there, I read an English sefer. Okay, it's all fine and good. Those are all very important things. But the strive has to be for a person to try to learn as much as possible. A little different interpretation in the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah can be found in the writings of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and I apologize, I don't have it in the sheet in front of me, but would there be anyone else? Thank you. Just borrow it. Thank you. I came unprepared. In the Ari Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter breaks it down a little differently. And Rabbi Yisrael says that he also quotes the pasuk of Hagisa b'yom v'layla. He quotes this pasuk, but he also quotes another drasha in the Chazal that's not found in the Rambam. And that is that we find in the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, the Gemara says we have a pasuk, b'shinantam uvanecha, the famous pasuk, b'shinantam uvanecha, you should teach your children. You should teach the Torah to your children. Says the Gemara, the word v'shinantam is a very unusual word. It's a strange, we don't find that word, the root of that word. The question is, what exactly is the root of that word? So one interpretation, the famous one, is that it's from, the same root as the word Mishnah. Right? In other words, the root, the shin nun, v'shinantam, means to study. V'shinantam uvanecha, you should teach the Torah to your children. However, the Gemara has another interpretation as well. And that is that the word vishinantam comes, the root of the word vishinantam is the shoresh shinun. Shinun means that something should be sharp. That something should be sharp. The Gemara quotes a pasuk referring to a sword that was sharpened, chitzei gibar shinunim, that the word vishinantam means that it should be sharp. Says Rabbi Yisrael in the second paragraph, he quotes the drush of the Chazal that when the pasuk says v'shinantam levanecha, this teaches us sheyiyu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha, that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. What does it mean that the words of Torah should be sharp in a person's mouth? Says the Gemara, she'im yishal lecha adam davar, that if somebody will ask you a question, al tagam gein v'tomar lo. Don't hesitate. Don't say, well, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not sure, I gotta think about it, I'll get back to you, or I don't know, I remember hearing something. Don't be unclear. Ela emor lo miyad. But rather, you should tell him right away, Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Emor lechokma achosiyat, that a person should say about chokma that you are my sister, meaning that a person should be so connected to chokma, a person should be so well versed with chokma that in chokma, referring to the divrei Torah, that it should be sharp, meaning that when a person asks you a question, you should be able to tell him right away. You should be able to tell him. Someone will come up with what's the halacha in this situation? So you have to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara tells us in the Sefer Kedushin, to fulfill this mitzvah, you have to be able to answer with clarity on the spot. That's v'shinantam. And therefore we find, if we look at the third paragraph, Rabbi Yisrael tells us that therefore, in his view, we have two psukim. We have the pasuk of Gisaba Yoma Valaiwa, and we have the pasuk of Shinantam. And he tells us that what this means is that number one, a person has to have yediyah that in order to fulfill the mitzvahs, in order to fulfill simply the mitzvah of Vishinantam, that the Torah should be clear. What do you have to have? How could the Torah be clear? Number one, Lirchosh lo abakiyas b'chol chelkei haTorah. Number one, in order, if the Torah demands that you have tremendous clarity, that if somebody will ask you a question, you will be able to respond immediately, so in order to do that, number one, a person has to be fluent with the Torah. Because otherwise, somebody asks you questions, I don't know, I never learned it. Right? I never learned it, so then that means the Torah is not clear, it's not sharp. Number one. And number two, says Rabbi Yisroel, Beis hu hayicholes. The second thing is the ability with hiskakein b'Torah, the ability to delve into the Torah, to process the information of the Torah properly, and to be able to correctly understand what the Chazal are saying. So from Rabbi Yisroel Salanter, it comes out that we have, in addition to what the Rambam said, Rabbi Yisroel tells us that there is this idea of Vishinantam of Hanefa. Vishinantam of Hanefa, the word Vishinantam means not just the Lagabi your children, but Vishinantam Sheyil Divrei Torah Bechudadim Bechicha. That a person, this is a Chiyuv by everybody. There's a Chiyuv by everybody that to fulfill the Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah, a person has to have clarity. Someone will ask, a Shaila will come up to be able to answer. Right, a question, we all know different situations arise. What is halacha in this situation? What is halacha in that situation? So you say, well, I'll ask the rabbi. Okay. In reality, the Vishinantam says, this Vishinantam is just to the rabbis, right? Vishinantam doesn't say to the Marad Asra, to the rabbi in the shul, Vishinantam. Vishinantam is for everybody. Vishinantam means that a person has to have the clarity in Limud HaTorah. The clarity in Limud HaTorah, says Rabbi Yisroel, comes from A, having a broad base of knowledge, the key is in Limud HaTorah, and number two, the understanding and the ability to process the words of Torah and to say it with clarity. So therefore, coming out from the Rambam and from Rabbi Yisroel, it comes out like this. It comes out that in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, how does it relate to us? The way it relates to us is that the mitzvah, obviously, Rav Moshe says Pshat in the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah for a person to try, to endeavor, to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. To learn, a person should not be happy, I learned a little of this and a little of that, and that's good enough. A person should always strive to reach higher and say, okay, I want to know more. There are more svarim. There are, you know, the Chumash and the Tanakh and the Mishnah and the Gemara. There's so much to learn that a person has to, at least you say, well, it's not doable. I can't do it. But a person has to at least try. The agenda has to be to just say, well, I learned a little bit by day, a little bit by night. That's Vagisva Yom Valaila. That the Rambam says Vagisva Yom Valaila. But that alone, it seems according to everybody, is not enough. In the Rambam's view, we have this drasha of Ken Yasuru Muvavcha, that a person is not allowed to forget the Torah, which means that a person has to constantly try to learn it and to review what they learned, which means that a person should be involved in Limud HaTorah as much as they can. And from Rabbi Yisroel, we have this idea, Vishinantam Levanecha, that the pasuk Vishinantam teaches us that a Torah has to be clear. And therefore, from all of these sources, it would come out that a person has to endeavor to learn as much Torah as they can. And that being the case, that brings us closer to home to why we find the idea of people engaged in Torah study all the time. The idea, that, again, as I say, the pasuk that everybody thinks is the reason is not the reason. The real reason is either the Rambam's reason or Rabbi Yisroel's reason. This is where it comes from, the idea that a person should try to learn to the best of their ability. Now, I would just point out that Rav Moshe asks an interesting kasha. Rav Moshe says that if that's the case, So he says, so then it should come out that there should be a halacha that the Rambam should... Now, in reality, we know that it's not possible for a person to learn all the time. It's impossible. Why? Because a person has to work for a parnasa. Right? It's not possible. Right? We have a statement, the Chazal say, well, nitna Torah el lo le'aman. Right? There was only one period of time in the history of the Klal Yisrael where people did not have to work for a parnasa. Right? And that is before the modern day Kolo period. And that is the one time that people did not have to work for a parnasa were the people who were in the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Deya, they did not have to work. The people in the Midbar had all their needs taken care of. And the Chazal tell us, the Ofle Haman were the people that they really could get the Torah to the fullest extent. Because they had nothing else to do. They didn't have to wash their clothes. They didn't have to cook supper. They didn't have to go shopping. They didn't have to fix the car. There were no problems. So therefore, they were able to learn. If we ever wonder, when you read the Chumash, you know, we get it. It's an interesting thing, especially the parashiyos that we're coming to now in Sefer Bamidbar, where you read, especially the second half of Bamidbar, all the tzaras that Moshe Rabbeinu had, starting from Bahalosa with the complainers, and then the Meraglim and Korach, and all kinds of situations, and you sort of get the impression when you read the Chumash that what did they do in the Midbar the whole time? They sat and schemed against Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, but that's not true. That's clearly not true. In reality, the Dor HaMidbar, which we always refer to as the Dor HaDeya, the knowledgeable generation, because of the fact that they did not have to work, because they didn't have to do anything, it all came to them. God handed to them literally on a silver platter. So therefore, they were able to learn Torah to the fullest extent. By us, being that a person has to go to work, a person has to go to work for parnasa, so we cannot say to a person that you have to learn every second. It's not possible. How can I learn every second? If I'm going to say I learn every second, miracles are not going to happen. It's not going to fall from heaven that all, you know, if I sit in the base marriage the whole day, food will appear on my table miraculously. So therefore, there is a heter, obviously, for a person to work for a parnasa. There's no question about that. However, the question comes up, one might say, well, if you're obligated to learn all the time, and you're not allowed to, you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and you have to have clarity, and you're not allowed to forget, so then it should come out that a person should really only learn, should really only work to the minimum amount, and then it should be forbidden to work anything more than that, and a person should have to immediately return to the base medrash. L'maisa, this halacha we do not find. We don't find this halacha in the Rambam Hilchos Kamatzar. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein concludes, he says that to say that it's usur, he says you can't say it because nobody said that it's usur. But rather, he says, what the Rambam is telling us is that if you want to know the best way, the top way to fulfill the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the premier mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the way it is done in its fullest, at its best, is for a person who wants to know Kol HaTorah Kula, a person who wants to grow in Torah, I mean, his gadol in Torah, that person really should make it his business to learn as much as they can, and therefore we find in every generation, including today, people who limited what they did in order that they should be able to learn. However, to say that it's an isser, that a person not allowed to work more than just for the bare minimum, that Rav Moshe says he can't say, because he says we don't find anyone that says such a halacha. So he says, therefore, it would come out that it comes out according to him like this. It comes out that a person has, there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There is a mitzvah of learning, and to fulfill that mitzvah properly, to fulfill that mitzvah of Chachila, a person has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. A person has to learn it and to know it, and it should be clear, Vishinantam. And this is on Kol Ishmi Yisrael. This is not just on the rabbis, this is not just on the Gedolim, this is a mitzvah on everybody. However, says Rav Moshe, to the extent that this mitzvah is a Chiyuv, he says, you can't say it's a chiyuv to... There are heterim that a person is allowed to take off to go to work. So there is a certain balance that has to be struck. So he says to say that a person is mechuyev to work only the minimum and then immediately learn, he says that far we can't say that it would be usher not to do that. However, he says clearly that a person who wants to grow and who wants to grow in Torah should be the type of person that tries to the best of their ability to learn as much as they can. And we find, I'll just conclude with the Rambam tells us that it's unfortunately not on the sheet, but the Rambam tells us later on that there are three crowns that were given to the Klal Yisrael: Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. And he says that the Keser Torah is available, the crown of Torah is Muchan L'chol Yisrael. It's there for any Jew who wants it, can take the Keser Torah. If a person chooses, that a person says that I want to accept upon myself the crown of Torah, so the Rambam tells us here in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, he says, Mishan is so libo l'kayim mitzvah zu karoi, a person who has the spirit that he wants to fulfill this mitzvah to the proper extent, v'lios mukhtar v'keser Torah, and to be crowned with the crown of Torah, lo yaseach daito l'dvarim acherim, this person should not get himself sidetracked in other things, v'lo yotzim alibo sheyikne Torah im ha'osher v'akobo ka'achas, a person should not go with the attitude that I will achieve greatness in Torah and wealth and fame at the same time. Because if a person wants to be mukhtar b'keser ha'Torah, a person who wants to fulfill the mitzvah limud ha'Torah to the fullest extent, such a person really has to make a certain trade-off. Such a person has to say that, listen, it's not going to be possible. To know the whole Torah is a very, very difficult thing. It requires tremendous dedication, relentless commitment, and that is not really possible if a person says, I'm going to be involved in 20 other things also. So, on the one hand, we have the Bahagisa Bayom Valaila, which tells us that you have to learn something by day and by night. The minimal amount by day and night. Just something. That it should be what Bahagisa Bayom Valaila. For the record, Lahalacha is brought in the Shulchan Aruch that b'di'evet, if a person did not have time to learn either by day or by night, then simply saying Kriyashma by day and by night would suffice. Because of the fact that Kriyashma words of Torah, so okay, I said Torah by day and by night. But in reality, a person should try to learn something by day and by night. That's Vagisa Bayom and Valayla. As far as the bigger mitzvah, is the Vagisa Bo enough? The answer is apparently not. The full mitzvah of Limud HaTorah to the greatest extent, in its glorious extent, is that a person should try to know as the whole Torah, as much as Torah as possible, and a person should also try to have the Torah with the clarity, with the Vishinantam, that if somebody asks me, I should be able to have clarity in it. And even though, as Rav Moshe says, this is, you can't say it's a chiv to the extent that a person who didn't do it would be over an isser, nevertheless, this is a chiv that a person should aspire to. So therefore, I would just say, closer to home, I would just say that in reality, we live in a world where it's not, you know, the easiest. On the one hand, it's very difficult. The demands of parnasa are tremendous and getting greater by the day. And we don't have the situations of, you know, you hear stories about in the old country where people would close their store, the Chafetz Chaim, they say that they would close the store as soon as they had enough money for that day, or whatever. You can't do that. You work in an office or whatever. It's not practical to do that. So, therefore, in the realities of life, to say that a person has to learn every minute is not something that most of us could try to do. At the same time, I think what comes out of all of this is that a person should not be satisfied by saying that, well, I learned a little here, I learned a little there, I go to Shir on Shabbos, I go to Shir on Sunday morning, okay, and that's enough. But rather, the good news is that we live in a time where there is a tremendous amount of Torah available. We could get almost the entire Torah today in English. All the important Sfarim have been translated into English, and therefore, in as much as we have tremendous Teirdos, but I think what comes clear from all of this is that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is more than we think. It's more than we think. It's not just a nice thing to learn a little extra. It's not just, okay, you know, I'm going to do something nice, I'm going to learn a little extra. You know, in our culture, we have a tremendous, there's a great emphasis on leisure. And, you know, there's a tremendous, in the American economy, we have a tremendous amount of activities that are done leisure, where people get involved in many different things. And okay, to a certain extent, a person needs to relax, and this is brought even in halacha, a person needs to have yishuv hadas, a person needs to have the harachavas halev, that you should be calm, and you should be able to go through life b'simcha, but at the same time, we have to remind ourselves, and especially as we head towards the summer, which is the prime time of leisure and vacation in our culture, that a person just has to bear in mind that a person, that the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, we walk away from Shavuos with the Kabbalah HaTorah to the extent that what that impacts on us, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a person should strive to know as much as possible. And even if I can't know all of it, but I'll try to know as much as I can. And I'll know something. I'll know this area. These halachas I know very, even if it's one little section, but these halachas I know very well. These halachas I know. This parsha in the Torah I know. This Masechta the Mishnayis I know. And once a person has learned it, like we said, you're not supposed to forget it. You're not supposed to forget it. Which really is the source for what we find by the Gedol Yisrael, but really it translates to all of us that a person should try as best as possible to be focused on Limud HaTorah, and despite all the distractions, but a person should endeavor to make time for themselves to learn and to try to grow, and with that, in Mitzvah Hashem, we should fulfill the mitzvah. We should go forth with the new Kabbalah HaTorah of Tavshin Nun Tes. We should go Tavshin Samach Tes. Excuse me. We should go forward in the new Kabbalah HaTorah that we're going to try this year to learn as much as we can. We're going to try this year to know as much as we can. We're going to try this year to have as clear as much as we can. And in that way, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we could all be muchtar, we could all be crowned with the Keser HaTorah. I thank you all for coming. The entire series, and Mirz Hashem, should continue.